Today in Business from Wired.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's today's spoken edition of Wired.
Can bots outwit humans in one of the biggest esports games? By Tom Simonite. This August, some of the world's best professional gamers will travel to Vancouver to fight for millions of dollars in the world's most valuable esports competition. They'll be joined by a team of five artificial intelligence bots backed by Elon Musk, trying to set a new marker for the power of machine learning. The bots were developed by OpenAI, an independent research institute the Tesla CEO co-founded in 2015, to advance AI and prevent the technology from turning dangerous. Vancouver is hosting the annual World Championship of Dota 2, one of the Internet's most watched video games. The prize purse is more than $15 million and growing, exceeding the $11 million at stake at golf's Masters. In each game, two teams of five people attempt to destroy each other's bases, playing characters that can include demons, spiders, and icy ghosts. Earlier this month, OpenAI's team, OpenAI 5, played and beat a team of semi-pros among the top 1% on the Dota 2 global rankings. That matchup simplified the game's features somewhat, for example, by restricting both teams to the same characters. But OpenAI CTO and co-founder Greg Brockman believes the bots can be ready for a fuller match against pros on the sidelines of the Vancouver contest in 2 months. "We've seen professional-level plays emerge from this system," he says. That's a bold statement. Battling with orcs and warlocks may seem less cerebral than chess or Go, games at which computers beat top humans in 1997 and 2016, respectively. But complex video games like Dota 2 are, in fact, far more difficult for AI systems, says Dave Churchill, a professor at Memorial University in St. John's, Canada. It's why Alphabet's DeepMind, which created the AlphaGo software that made history by defeating a Go champ in 2016, is now working on StarCraft II, a similarly tough video game. Dota and StarCraft are very different, but both are difficult for AI because the action takes place on a much larger board where not all your opponent's moves are visible, as they are in chess or Go. Complex video games also require players to make more decisions more quickly. A chess player has, on average, about 35 possible moves at any time, and a Go player 250. OpenAI says each of its team's bots must choose between an average of 1,000 valid actions every eighth of a second. Dota 2 matches typically last around 45 minutes. These games have much more similar properties to real-world scenarios than chess and Go, says Churchill. OpenAI says its Dota 2 algorithms could be adapted to help robots learn how to perform complex tasks, for example. OpenAI 5 learned how to play Dota 2 by playing against clones of itself millions of times. The software is built around a technique called reinforcement learning, in which software uses trial and error to discover what actions will maximize a virtual reward. In the case of OpenAI 5, the reward is a combination of game stats chosen by OpenAI researchers to produce steadily improving skills. Although reinforcement learning is inspired by research on how animals and humans learn, the artificial version is much less efficient. OpenAI 5's training made use of Google's cloud computing service, occupying 128,000 conventional computer processors and 256 graphics processors, a chips vital to big machine learning experiments, for weeks at a time. The conventional processors do the work of running the game, generating training data for the learning algorithms, which are powered by the graphics processors. Each day, OpenAI 5 played the equivalent of 180 years of Dota 2. No human has 180 years to learn a video game. Indeed, some AI researchers say reinforcement learning is too inefficient to be useful outside of toy scenarios, like games. But the OpenAI project does show that if you can put more computing power behind today's algorithms, they can do a lot more than people expect, Brockman insists. OpenAI's bots don't play like humans either. They perceive the game as a stream of numbers detailing different aspects of the game, rather than by decoding a display image, for example. They can react faster than human players. If OpenAI 5 wins in Vancouver, those differences and any other tweaks made to adapt the game to a bot may lead some AI researchers to argue it wasn't a fair fight. Churchill says that any victory on such a complex task would be significant, but the magnitude of the breakthrough will depend on the methodological details. The only way to avoid all quibbles, he jokes, would be a match in which a robot sat at a computer and operated a keyboard and a mouse. Brockman says he will judge the bot's success based on whether pro gamers accept them as worthy opponents. Should the bots win, the achievement will inevitably be compared with DeepMind and its work on Go. Brockman says he's not racing DeepMind to set the next big marker in the contest between computers and humans. We're exploring machine learning and AI together, trying to see what are these technologies capable of, Brockman says.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.